You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Music will once again fill St. Paul's Cathedral in downtown Syracuse. The 11th solstice at the cathedral opens this Thursday. It traces its beginnings back to a different celebration of the season. WAER's Chris Bolt reports.
You might remember hearing the Paul Winter Consort Solstice Concert here on WAER. Well, Pete Constantino heard it and had to create something similar here.
I was inspired by that and borrowed probably heavily from it in terms of housing it in a church. We were very fortunate to be here at St. Paul's. It evolved over time in terms of different ideas and keeping it secular. It's very difficult for me to tell people what to expect. I do tell them it's secular, that we do not house Christmas.com. There's enough of that. We're not terribly sacred, but we do connect to the holidays.
Constantino takes advantage of wonderful local musicians and the impressive architecture of St. Paul's Cathedral. Musical director and bass player Matthew Vacanti calls the show eclectic and unexpected.
Kind of a musical journey from dark to light. It's kind of a positive spin on the darkest time of the year. And the show is supposed to evolve visually and acoustically as you watch it. And we have some Irish music and some rock and roll and some classical music and some jazz.
He says the musicians have a lot of fun playing with those from other styles and generations. Singer Ashley Cox agrees she'll be part of Solstice for the second year in a row.
As a musician, it's very exciting to perform in a venue like this. You know, it's bars and clubs and whatnot, so it's a beautiful space to perform. And the way that they have put it all together, you really don't know what it's like until the lights go down. The visuals, the colors, the sounds, it's beautiful.
She adds the songs are neither too spiritual nor too Christmassy, but the vibe of the concert feels that way. Ashley will be joined in the program by Joe Whiting, Jeff Stockham, Five to Life, Second Line Syracuse, and others. Founder and producer Pete Constantino says he changes it up a bit each year with new people and new music. Performances are this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings and Saturday afternoon. Information at solstice@thecathedral.com. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.